patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
She's got to be so happy, so proud. I don't know what's the first word for Zora Stevenson. Now that the Bucks have finished off the Chicago Bulls. Joining us now is...
Homer.
What? Joining us now is Zora Stevenson. It's over. You know it's over. I know it's over. The Bucks know it's over.
I had to cut you off.
Okay, take it over. I just want to hear you. I just want to listen the entire time to you talk about the Bucks in whatever order you wish. Take it away, Zora.
This weekend was amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I did not see two blowouts in a row coming.
What was most amazing about it?
The way they were able to consistently shut down DeMar DeRozan and play like locked. I mean, holding an NBA team to under 100 points two times in a row, let alone three times in a series, is remarkable. Like, these are the best players in the world, and so to be able to stop them in that capacity is great. But, I mean, Homer, you're allowed to get all like, okay, the series is over. The guys can't do that. Pat Connaughton just said that a game-clinching matchup is the hardest one. Like, the game where it clinches the series is the hardest game in the series. So these guys got to stay locked in for tomorrow.
But they've already seen what happens when they don't play defensively to the level of which they need to. So it's not like they aren't aware of it. And if they play with anything close to the intensity of the last two games, Chicago can't score enough points to win, right?
That seems to be the pattern, correct?
Yeah.
I really think, I mean, what stood out to me, obviously the defense, but like if Nikola Vucevic is the leading scorer for the team, then you're in good shape as the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you keep DeMar, and I don't know if you know this, but Zach LaVine, you know, is now in protocols. I don't know what his status is for tomorrow, but that's taking away 20 points. You know, where are the Bulls going to make that up? So the Bucks just got to stay the course, do exactly what they did games 3 and 4. Easier said than done.
All right, that's where you start with. And now, stage two with Zora. Say whatever you want about Grayson Allen. Take it away.
Oh, good. Okay, so two 20-plus point performances in a row. He had a playoff career high in Game 3, topped that off with 27 points in Game 4, 6 for 7 from the three-point line. I read Grayson his entire stat line, and I said, what stands out to you the most? And he said his three steals, because he feels like, hey, I know I can shoot the basketball, but when's the next time I'm going to get three steals? And he feels like his offense really came from his commitment on the defensive end. He feels like with Chris Middleton out, he's in Chris's spots a little bit more offensively. He thinks that's leading to some extra touches, more opportunities. Obviously, so much attention on Giannis and Drew leaves him open. You can go down the line. But my favorite story from the weekend is the fact that Grayson's teammates are now booing him on purpose as a way to encourage him because they think he's so used to the boos, and that's his environment, that they're adding to it. So if you hear boos inside Pfizer Forum on Wednesday, it may not be the Bulls fans. It may be his own teammates.
Wow. Now, here's the difficult question.
Yes.
Should fans boo him? Should Bucks fans boo him? You're going to have to, I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. But I guess you have to ask Grayson, right? I mean, that has to be.
Yeah.
Do you want the Bucks fans to boo you at Pfizer Forum? It is both a legitimate and necessary question. Now, you could ask the other players. I think the players, they talk about Wes Matthews, right? Old Ivy, Wesley Matthews IV. I guess you could ask him as to what he thinks, because they're the ones who started this, right?
Wesley Matthews, George Hill is in on it. Chris, I mean, everybody, really, but yeah. That's a great, I think it's got to be up to Grayson. Because you want him to feel comfortable, right?
Yes, but I would ask Wesley first.
Okay.
See, if he thinks it's up to Grayson, or if he believes that he has an opinion.
I'll see what I can do.
Let me tell you this, Zora. You never, ever thought you would ever be asking that question of Bucks players, a player, do you want the local fans to boo you or Grayson Allen? And you'll probably never do it again. This is it. It's your only chance.
And but when, that's what makes this team so great.
And when they go to you on the game, I want that to be, that information to be the first thing you tell people. Because you're never going to get another chance. You're never going to get another chance. This is a once-in-a-lifetime topic. You agree, right?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I even need to pose it to the guys, like, hey, like, this is a serious question. Because I've gotten this question multiple times. Like, the fans in Milwaukee really want
to
know.
Yeah, what are we supposed to do?
To
yes. We got great fans here. They want to know what to do. They don't know.
Yeah.
They never, they miss this class in fandom or whatever. How good does Grayson, because to me, when Grayson Allen does anything, I don't even think of him. I think of John Horst. Because this is the kind of movies made, and clearly he thought Grayson Allen was this good based on getting him and what they signed him to. He's not surprised. He can't be. He wouldn't have done what he did if he didn't think this was possible. Correct?
Correct. I mean, I always say John Horst is like one of the smartest people I've ever met because he's always thinking of option A, B, C, D. I mean, especially once it was solidified that Grayson fit in with this system, like, in the preseason, first couple games of the regular season, it was clear, oh, wait, this is going to work. And then they locked him in. I mean, the goal has always been to get more shooters around Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what all this is shooters, people that can make shots around Giannis. And Grayson fits that mold and is also committed on the defensive end. And he's got the ability to get to the paint.
Well,
like,
no, I think that. Bud mentioned that a number of times. See, and this is, I can say this because I'm a white American. People can't believe he's that athletic. He can finish around the basket. That's the fact. He's that athletic, right? That's part of his game.
Yeah.
He can do that.
He can. And, you know, it's interesting because Pat Connaughton also always brings this up, like, deceptively athletic, and now you put Grayson in that category
as
well.
Yeah, that's right. We know what club they're both in. Yeah, it's a small club.
Yeah. So it's been great to see Grayson blossom in this way. And what I think is interesting is he's had his coming out party coming off the bench, you know, and you got to give credit to Coach Bud too, for just doing a little switch up. Cause I think it's nice to have that punch coming off the bench rather than in a starting lineup. Cause there's not enough basketball to go around in that starting lineup when you have Giannis, Drew, and then, you know, when Chris is in the fold as well, they get most of the touches. So now Grayson comes in off the bench and, you know, he's getting more opportunity. So we'll see. Does it continue? But it's definitely nice to have while he's shooting it like he is.
And I don't know if you'll agree, but given the play of Grayson Allen and Bobby Portis, they have not missed Chris Middleton. It doesn't mean they can win without him. They can't win without him. They can't beat Boston without him. Tony Smith said it first, and I agree 1,000%. But in the last two games, they have not missed Chris Middleton because of the offensive and defensive play that his minutes were lost, given to Grayson Allen and Bobby Portis. Take it from there, Zara.
You know, what was interesting is Coach Bud said, we've made up for Chris with our defense. So naturally you would think, okay, somebody's got to score 20 plus points a game, or maybe you get an extra 20 plus points a game as a collective unit. But the Bucks have just said, okay, how about we just take away 20 points from the Bulls instead? And I think that's a fabulous, fabulous strategy. So that's what the group has done. And Pat Connaughton just saying, you know, nobody's going out there and saying, you know, I got to make up for Chris. We just got to be extra stars in our role. Whatever our role is, we just got to be extra good at it while Chris is on the mend and healing, and hopefully he can get back soon.
And Bud is accurate, but he's not giving credit for the points that they've scored. I mean, they've scored points at a number that's close to what Middleton would score.
Yeah, yes. And I think it may be somebody different every night. Like, who's going to be, obviously, who's going to be the third guy is the question. Okay, you know what you're going to get from Giannis and Drew. Is it going to be Bobby? Is it? I mean, it's been Grayson the past few games. Brooke Lopez also has the ability to score 20 plus points. So I think it's, and what's fun is that it could be a number of people. Pat Connaughton could go off from a 3-point line. So the question is, who's going to be that third guy each and every night? But the opponent can't predict that. It's just whoever's feeling it.
Well, I have said the series is over, and you refuse to do so, and certainly the players refuse to do so. That doesn't mean you haven't been watching Boston and Brooklyn and thinking
nothing
about...
Nothing to watch right now.
I'm watching your thoughts on that sweep, your thoughts on the Boston Celtics in any way you wish to go, because they are likely the Bucks' next opponent.
Yeah, if the Bucks were to win this series.
Yeah. Okay.
It is a fact that the next opponent would be the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks would be the away team, you know, so it would start in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always confident in what the Bucks can do.
What have you noticed? What has impressed you just in a thought? And this is not a violation of Homer. The series isn't over.
Yeah, no. I just think the Celtics right now are on the up at the perfect time, and it's quite incredible. I mean, you know, you always want to say you want to be in your stride during the playoffs, and you know, come playoff time, you want to be playing your best basketball. And it's like the Celtics continue to get better and better as the campaign goes along. So the Boston Celtics that the Bucks played at the end of the regular season, I think it's a different team. So it'll be a good matchup, but I think it'll be completely different. You know, the Celtics hone in on the defensive end, so maybe we may see some mucky basketball, some, like, you know, 108-100 score type situations. Maybe we foresee that.
Is it fair to say that Jason Tatum has been was the best player in that series, and that it will now be Jason Tatum against Giannis and Tatum's attempt to show again how he has elevated himself amongst the best in the league?
That's fair, yeah. I think they're both the superstars on each of the various teams. So, yeah, I mean, and obviously they won't be matched up against each other, but, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, it'll be a display of which star can perform the best. But, you know, I mean, it's like, I mean, Giannis does Giannis. But, like, to me, the X factors are all the other characters for both teams. Because I mean, not that they cancel each other out. Like, if Giannis just goes crazy and has his 40-plus point games and just goes monster on everybody and does his Greek freak type stuff, it's hard to combat it. But maybe the stars cancel each other out, and it's like, okay, what's Drew play? What does Drew do? What does Jaylen Brown do? Robert Williams is back. What does he do? What does Bobby do? Al Horford. You know, you can go kind of down the list. I think the matchups, especially say Chris is, you know, not ready yet for the start of that series, I think the Bucks' big lineup with Bobby Portis and Giannis and Brooke Lopez is really hard to match up against, because you got to put, like, your best big defender on Giannis. You have to do that. And maybe, they, you know, I think historically they even put Marcus Smart on Giannis, which is, yeah, it's a tough matchup.
Since you've got to focus on finding out if the fans are supposed to boo Grayson Allen, and you brought up Giannis, I thought superhero, that would fit. Like, I don't know which superhero. Marvel superheroes have taken over the world. Wolverine, Spider-Man, Thor, Iron Man, Hulk, Captain America, Daredevil. I don't know which. Does he have a Marvel nickname yet? I don't think so.
Giannis?
Yeah.
No.
No? It might be worth looking
not
into.
Not that I know. Yeah. I think it's got to come naturally, though.
Like not with me.
Or
I would pick... I think it might be Thor. I'm not sure. I'm not an expert on this, but I mean, it's clearly one of incredible strength, right? And there's a skill and a gift and a grace that he has, but the grace always fits second to. it's like a Fisher-Price basket to the guy. It can't be that easy. But anyway, so, all right.
It's not. It just looks that way.
Yeah, I know, but who else does it look like that? Nobody. He scores more easily than anybody else in the league sometimes, and it isn't even close, right?
Agreed.
Yeah. I love it when he finishes on agreed. All right, we'll work on the superhero because you got tough business.
I have work to do.
You got work to do. Thanks, Zora.
Talk to him.
Sophia Minert. It's not going as well with the Brewers. Close, but not for Kristen Yelich. That's soon. I'm next.